When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
I'm curious if anyone out there listening has ever even done this before, or would you do this? There's a new trend when it comes to dating that women are going on first dates with no makeup. 855-444-6342. Anyone ever do this? Go on a date, no makeup? Or would you do this? Haven't done any up. You're like, actually hearing about that, super empowering. Like, just putting myself out there. It's your natural beauty. Hannah, would you ever go on a date, no makeup?
Is it a first date?
Yeah, that's the new trend.
Okay. For me, I probably wouldn't go, but that's just my own insecurities. I would want to feel like put together on a first date. So I personally would always wear makeup. But as like, if you keep seeing the same person over and over again, I think just like over time, I would not wear makeup.
How many dates, how many long would you be dating somebody? Like, you're in a new relationship now. We've talked about it. Yep. We announced it this week. Started dating a guy. How long till he sees you makeup free?
It took probably a month for me to not wear makeup in front of him. And it wasn't anything that he was doing. It was just myself feeling comfortable enough.
Okay. AB, would you, you're someone who does not wear a lot of makeup. Would you go on a first date? Have you ever gone on a date?
I rarely wear makeup in general. I get lash extensions, and I feel like sometimes that's the only thing I need. But a first date feels different. I don't know. I think after maybe like three dates, I could go without makeup. But I mean, personally, I've never gone on a first date without makeup. I've never even considered it.
Would you do it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Really? I feel like you would.
If it's outside, then yes.
That makes a difference?
Yes.
Because you're going to be hot.
You're so hot. It's so hot outside that like even if I were to put on makeup, I would sweat it off in 10 minutes. So there would kind of be no point.
All right. I'm curious.
Or like a dark restaurant.
Yeah. In the dark, I'd be fine.
I'm curious out there if anyone would do this, has done this, would go on a date with no makeup on. 855-444-6342. That's 855-444-MEGA. Could you go on a first date with no makeup on? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I was thinking about this no makeup dating trend, and I hate it actually now. We were talking about it. I didn't mind it. I thought, oh my God, you're just putting yourself out there. I hate it. Because I just feel like it once again puts the women on this like pressure to have to be like, oh, I have to strip myself down. Like, guys, this isn't a thing that guys have to do. I feel like on a first date, I am against this whole like flood, whatever they call it, floodlighting, trauma dumping.
Floodlight.
That Hannah does on first dates. I think you should put your best foot forward. Just be super confident. You should feel whatever makes you feel the most beautiful. You should put it out there and give your best audition.
You definitely don't want to go into a first date feeling really insecure.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Because you're already nervous.
Put it in the guy's perspective, too. I mean, okay, so how would you ladies feel if your first date, you know, didn't shave or, you know.
Didn't do their hair and put like no style into it.
Coming in
cargo shorts. Showing up like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Not that I'm advocating for this, because I do think the number one thing is like comfortability on a date. So you want to feel comfortable, whatever that does. But I guess the reason that some women are now not wearing makeup on a first date, maybe they want the guy to really like accept them for who they truly are and like know what they're getting into.
I agree with that. But if you are someone who wears makeup on a regular basis and then all of a sudden you purposely don't, then you're not being true to yourself.
True.
In general,
I agree,
right?
Yeah.
Like I'm all for women not wearing makeup in the office if that's what you want to do. But if you normally wear makeup but then are doing something that is not, like, that's why I don't like the whole trauma dumping. When I meet a new person, whether I'm on a date or not, you wouldn't just be like, this is all my wrong that's in it. Take it or leave it. Like, you wouldn't do that. You would slowly get to know somebody and feel more comfortable. That's why I don't like the whole trauma dumping.
I'm pretty sure I did that to you when I met you.
Yeah, that's who you are. I mean, you're crazy, right? But that's who Hannah is. Like, if you're doing it just to prove a point to see if they really like you, it shouldn't be a test. Like, relationships, although I understand a first date is a test, it shouldn't be out there like, I'm out here quizzing you. It should be like, I want to get to know you. Do I like you? And then do we want to spend more time and see where this is going? Mm-hmm. It feels too, like, gimmicky, right? Amy, you do this so on a regular basis, you'd never wear makeup, huh?
No, I never wear makeup.
When's the last time you wore makeup?
I wore it to a wedding, like, once 10 years ago. I felt obligated to dress up.
So have have you worked the same job? Have you been to a job interview, dates, anything like that where you just haven't worn makeup? And how did it make you feel going into those places where you were normally dressed to your fullest extent?
I've been a stay-at-home mom, and that's actually a huge concern of mine, is not being dressed up enough to get a job.
Oh, so it is like an insecurity of yours, that like you're saying that, will people accept me at my most natural, because that's how society used to seeing people, but you're like, that's just not me, and are people going to judge me thinking I just don't care, but that's just not who I am as a person?
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable in makeup.
See, and like, that's, thank you so much for the call, and that was like to Hannah's point, do what makes you the most comfortable. If you are more comfortable not wearing makeup, then rock it, but don't not wear makeup for the sake of, I'm not wearing makeup to show, see if he really likes me. I do think women are naturally beautiful, but you need to feel beautiful yourself.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.